Water contaminated by algae blooms or choked by sediment and pollutants kills wildlife and isn't very good for human health either. As State Impacts' Logan Layden reports for KGOU, it's up to the state to make sure Oklahoma's lakes and rivers are safe, but budget cuts are threatening that mission.
Remember how big of an issue water was in Oklahoma in 2012?
It's official. Drought is now gripping the entire state and intensifying.
Well, the latest drought monitor was just issued for Oklahoma and is now showing a picture that is becoming downright scary for this state.
We want the water in southeastern Oklahoma to remain in Oklahoma.
The Supreme Court voted.
Drought was killing crops and endangering municipal water supplies. The Choctaw and Chickasaw tribes had just filed a lawsuit over Oklahoma City's plan to pipe water from the southeast part of the state. Meanwhile, Texas was fighting for a cut of Oklahoma's water in a case that would end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. State lawmakers took notice and during the 2012 legislative session made water a priority. Here's J.D. Strong with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board.
We heard loud and clear from the public. They want us to be able to keep good tabs on quality and quantity of our rivers, lakes, and streams and groundwater basins. The legislature heard that cry and in 2012 actually boosted the amount of funding to us.
That money was earmarked for new tests, surveys, and studies. The state wanted a clearer picture of how much water Oklahoma had and where, and its condition. Having a deeper understanding of the state's water inventory was deemed critical during drought times, but the biggest crisis facing the state today is fiscal. And Strong says budget cuts could undo those water monitoring efforts.
And it's probably our monitoring programs that get hit the worst because they are the most reliant on state appropriations. We aren't able to charge the public a fee to go out and monitor our lakes and streams.
Water quality monitoring is a tough, labor-intensive job for OWRB staff like Julie Chambers, who manages the lake monitoring program. It takes her to lakes in every corner of the state, big and small, whether or not they're easy to get to.
And what we do is we monitor 130 lakes over a five-year time period. And we do that four times a year, so we capture data seasonally. So rain, snow, or shine.
Out here on Lake Hefner in Oklahoma City, water now covers what was barren, exposed lake bed this time last year. Chambers is braving frigid mid-January temperatures with the assistance of Jet Stein. This is not a one-person job. Stein lowers a very complicated-looking probe into the water and tries to explain what she's doing.
And this sonde here will measure pH, specific conductance, dissolved oxygen, oxidation reduction potential, and a couple of different metadata parameters.
I don't understand it either, but Lake Hefner checks out just fine. The tiny life forms caught in a handheld filter tell Chambers the bottom of the lake's food chain is healthy.
What is that stuff?
Zooplankton.
On the truck ride back to the OWRB's Oklahoma City headquarters, Chambers isn't anxious to talk about budget cuts or hiring freezes at the agency she's been with for 18 years.
Well, that's certainly something that we'll have to think about, but we haven't heard what those final budget cuts are going to be at this time, so I'm not sure what impact.
She's passionate about the science, the zooplankton, not agency appropriations. That's Executive Director J.D. Strong's job. And he's worried the agency will have to scale back tests for bacteria in water.
It's a very costly analysis for us to do and very labor-intensive analysis for us to do, and yet it's very important for us to know and the public to know what levels of bacteria we have in our water, especially those waterways that you want to swim in, because if you do have high levels of bacteria, it's very dangerous for the public to swim in.
Strong says you can't manage what you don't measure. And those measurements take money the OWRB may not have when the new fiscal year begins this summer. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Communities Foundation of Oklahoma, building charitable capacity and promoting philanthropy and involvement to strengthen Oklahoma communities. CFOK.org.
And over the next few weeks, Logan Layden and Joe Wirtz will continue to report on how the budget crisis affects Oklahoma's natural resources. State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. We have a link to the reporting project online at kgou.org.